Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, filling in for Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway. The ongoing House impeachment inquiry has put Ukraine directly in the spotlight. And journalists there, as here, are trying to make sense of the latest developments in this investigation and how they affect what's happening in their home country. But press freedom in Ukraine has seen ups and downs in recent years. While there have been some improvements since the 2014 revolution, Ukrainian journalists still face an uphill battle. Earlier this year, an investigative journalist was violently killed in a Ukrainian city. And just last week, a journalist reporting in a contested region of eastern Ukraine was sentenced to 15 years in prison by pro-Russian separatists. Today, we're joined by two Ukrainian journalists. Nastya Stanko is deputy editor-in-chief of the independent media channel Hromadske, and Anna Babinets is editor-in-chief of Slidstva Info, an independent investigative journalism agency. They are both here in New York to receive Courage in Journalism Awards from the International Women's Media Foundation. Nastya and Anna, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
Thank you.
Anna, to start off, how is this impeachment inquiry into President Trump being talked about in Ukraine?
Actually, this is not so big like in the United States. First, because Ukraine is not a very big geopolitical player, and people usually are not very interested in geopolitical things. And second is because it's mostly about impeachment of United States president, not about impeachment of Ukrainian president. But of course, it's in daily news, it's everywhere, not so big like in the United States, but journalists, activists, politicians, people who understand that it's important geopolitical processes and Ukraine is part of it, they are, of course, interested in it. So yes, it's in news, but it's not so big like it's in the United States.
Well, Ukrainian President Zelensky was elected after campaigning as an anti-corruption reformer. So has some of what we've learned about his relationship with the United States hurt his reputation?
Yes, actually, when I was reading this call, of course, the most important thing I found there, it was when Zelensky told Trump that after election, he will have his own general prosecutor, the person who Zelensky will control at all. So it's not how things should work, because general prosecutor is independent person. President can't have any his own official. For me, of course, and for many people in Ukraine too, it sounded like corruption, intentions of corruption. You know, that Ukraine has very deep corruption tradition, and of course it's bad signal, red flag for us, for Ukrainians, for journalists.
And Nastya, President Zelensky seems to have been forced into the international spotlight as a result of this call with President Trump, potentially tying foreign aid to investigation into the Bidens. How would you say he's been handling his moment in the spotlight?
He said today that we're fighting with corruption, but we are not finished to fight. You know, it's like 5 months as he is the president. And I think that President Zelensky has some problems with also our foreign partners, I mean European partners as France and Germany, because of this call, because like he repeat after Trump that Germany and France don't help enough. And now President Zelensky, like he said also that he wants to be that president who will finish the war for 1 year, and he wants to prepare this meeting between four presidents, you know, like Putin, Zelensky, Merkel, and Macron. And we can't do this for different reasons. And I think that because also of this call when President Zelensky said that, they are not helping enough.
And Nastya, are Ukrainians sympathetic to Zelensky's position?
This is very difficult, actually, topic. I think it's difficult also for U.S. citizens, you know, but for us, this like names Bolton or Kurt Volker, Bill Taylor, or this new guy, Windman, it's very complicated things, you know, and people can't really understand what's happened, what is like, how it will be impeachment in U.S., why Ukraine is involved in this process. They know something, but it's not, you know, the main topic, and people people are not interested so much in this. The main topic, this is war and how to finish the war, because people are suffering because of this and they want to finish this war, you know?
And Nastya, you've reported from areas of conflict in Ukraine, and Ukraine, as you said, is still in an ongoing war with Russia. From your perspective, is it clear that the country can count on the U.S. for aid like it has in the past?
Yeah, we need this support, I mean military aid from U.S., because we try to normalize this peace process. But of course, nobody believes Putin, you know, even our president, I think, don't believe Putin. And nobody in Ukraine believes Putin, you know, nobody. I think that's why we need this protection, you know, and we need this powerful partner. And doesn't matter who will be the president of U.S.
And Anna, you've done extensive reporting on corruption in Ukraine. Earlier this year, journalist Vadim Komarov, who also focused on uncovering corruption, was killed. So what does his death tell us about the safety of journalists in Ukraine?
I'm very happy that investigative journalism is very popular in Ukraine because I've been working as a journalist for last 17 years. And for last 6 years, right after revolution, for many young people, young journalists, it's very interesting to be investigative reporters because it's not only interesting, because they feel it's safe. It's not totally safe, of course, but if we compare with times of Yanukovych, with previous times, it's better, yeah. If it's absolutely safe, I can say that everyone, every Ukrainian journalist can feel safe, even in Kyiv. I'm not saying about frontline, yes, because it can happen. Of course, we have all the security, all these digital encrypted messages. We use all the things for not being covering if, for example, some security service, because we had these cases in Ukraine when security service were following journalists, when they reading, listening their phone calls, reading their texting. So, of course, we don't want to be discovering, we don't want that people from authority know our what we are talking about. So yes, of course, we do all this like standard things which investigative journalists around the world do.
Anna Babinets and Nastya Stanko are Ukrainian journalists receiving Courage in Journalism Awards from the International Women's Media Foundation. Congratulations to you both, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.